Dr. Deborah Bateson, Medical Director for Family Planning New South Wales, thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Today specifically, we wanted to discuss the new study that has found that women are manipulating oral contraceptive pills to suit their lifestyle. What is so significant about the new findings?
So, look, I think the key thing is that in fact, they just reflect what we have known for a long time. We know that women do use the pill to manage their menstrual cycles, whether that's for a one-off, perhaps they've got a holiday or a wedding or something like that, or sometimes, as you say, for lifestyle. I actually, in some ways, I hate that term, actually, but it's just for life, you know, depending on your work or playing sport, but just, you know, living your life. But also, if some women, you know, some women have heavy menstrual bleeding, heavy periods, which can really have an impact on their life, they can become anemic. So there's lots of reasons to manipulate you or to manage your cycle.
It's been around for quite some time, the pill, but how has it changed or evolved to suit women's needs?
Yeah, so the pill has been around quite a long time. In Australia, it was first released in 1961, so over 55 years ago. And what's happened to the pill over this time is that we've brought down the doses of hormones, so that's reduced the side effects and the risks associated with the pill. But we've also got new, what we call new constituents as well. So we're able to have different pill formulations to suit an individual woman's needs. So I think it all comes down to choice. We want women to have choices when it comes to contraceptive methods, whether they're using a pill or an IUD, for instance, but also different types of pill. One size does certainly not fit all.
Are there any risks for those women who use the pill for a prolonged time or, like the study suggests, to suit their life, basically?
Yes. So, look, it's a very good question because we know that women for years, decades really, have actually been running their pill packs together. They've been skipping the non-hormonal pills, sometimes they call them sugar pills, skipping them so they could skip their periods. And we've been advising women to do this for many years as well. And there's absolutely no harm in doing it. So we know from the survey that many women are doing it, but they still feel quite anxious about it. They feel a bit underconfident about whether this is healthy, whether it's not the right thing to be doing. And there's sometimes some misperceptions that maybe, you know, there's blood building up inside. So what we do is reassure women that this is actually a very safe thing to do. It thins out the lining of the uterus. It actually means that it's got very many health benefits as well. It cuts down on that blood loss. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly safe in terms of that, you know, taking the pill in what we call a more extended cycle. So traditionally women have taken 3 months at a time, but certainly we've also got good evidence that you can continue taking it longer than that.
So what are the choices that women had? How can they find out what suits them the most?
So it's really great to be able to go along to your GP or family planning clinic to talk to the doctor or the nurse about the different contraceptive options. We know that what suits you when you're 18, for instance, may be very different to after you've had a baby or you're approaching menopause. So there's lots of options, not just pills. There's also what we call the long-acting reversible methods like the implants and the IUDs. So it's good to go and find out, but you can also go to websites as well. The family planning websites have lots of good information about contraceptive options.
Okay, so what will be your final message to women in Australia?
My final message is to go and talk to your GP, go and talk to your doctor about what might suit you best. If you are wanting to manage your periods and you know, get rid of having a bleed every month, then certainly that's a safe thing to do. But we want you to go and talk to your doctor about that. There is a new pill option now which allows you to do that in a sort of prepackaged way, but you can also do it yourself. So there's lots of things to learn, and it's really important to go along and have a chat. Don't ever feel embarrassed that, you know, about any questions that you might have. So, and it's a good idea to write them down first. But just know that there's options for you out there.
Great. Well, Dr. Deborah Bateson, Medical Director for Family Planning New South Wales, we thank you again for joining us and for all the insight you shared with us here at SBS Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.